Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano with you. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. So talking about ethnic stuff, 20 years ago yesterday, Sunday, we had the debut of what I would say is the number one drama of the last 20 years during that period of time, because it debuted yesterday, 20 years ago, on TV, The Sopranos. The ethnic comment is, I'm not so sure that the Sons of Italy is still out there beating the drums. Sometimes I used to get nasty emails and people, you'll be kicked out, I wasn't a member. Because I loved The Sopranos almost right out of the box. And as it grew and grew and grew, the fun I had, I remember when Tony says, Senator Santorum said it for Rick Santorum. It was a comment about something, I think, same-sex stuff or something. It became the first really breakout HBO and all that. So yesterday, the New York Times, and I think this is a bank shot against Game of Thrones, they got together their TV critics and other critics, and they came up with the top 20 dramas of the last 20 years. Okay? 855-839-1210. What would be yours? I don't want to give away the whole list. This way you can tell me if it's on here. Game of Thrones is not on here. Yes.
It's a travesty.
Yes, they say that Game of Thrones are kind of like the play-in game, kind of like Temple and Belmont, that Game of Thrones is the toughest omissions, Halt and Catch Fire, Queen Sugar, Justified, Southland, and Game of Thrones. Now, Game of Thrones is obviously one of the most important just by impact and just by what it's done across the board. It's incredibly big, yet I've never gotten a Game of Thrones call, or Bill's about the only
I'm the only one. I'm
proponent.
The only one.
I'm trying mightily.
That's fine.
Now, I gave up on Homeland, I was talking about this morning, after season, was it three or four? I got through the Germany season, and I loved binge-watched Homeland in the beginning. Went away from it. One of my colleagues out here, not really, one of the bosses, mm-hmm. tell me, oh, you got to go back to Homeland and all that. So season seven, I finished yesterday. Tremendous. Carrie in fine form. There's an Alex Jones character throughout most of the season. And there's a president on the outer fringes of what Hillary might do. Really outer fringes. It is incredibly well done. Season eight is being pushed off until the fall, though, for some reason. I don't know, production trouble, whatever. These things, you know, come and go. I think Homeland would be worthy. It's not on the list either. So, the couple that are just incontrovertible, they have to be on here, on Dom's list. The Americans, of course. Now, I'm not putting the Americans in the top five, but I got to say, on a good day with Kerry Russell.
I like this list a lot. Like, this is a solid, like, I've seen probably, this is 20 shows, I believe.
Yes.
I would say I probably have seen 15 or 16 of these shows in some form. Not okay. Maybe not start to finish, but I've seen
It is an eclectic list, without a doubt. The Americans on here, Breaking Bad, Mad Men. Now, Mad Men went on too long, too, but I'm telling you, the breakout season of Mad Men was just incredible.
There is
It was amazing.
There's one on here, and I think it's because there's one omission here that I think it's too much like The Shield.
Right.
I would, like, Friday Night Lights is on here, the NBC show.
I like that being put in there. It's underrated.
See, Friday Night Lights was tough for me because, like, obviously everyone that knows this show, I'm a big sports guy.
Right.
They took some liberties with the politics of sports, I thought. That was just a little bit too fictional for me. So I would take that out and I would throw in, like, I loved, I think we've talked about this on the show before, Sons of Anarchy, when it was on with FX, it was one of the best shows on television. It was a lot like The Shield, and I think that's why they probably didn't think about it.
I don't think it made quite the list, but I want to see if there's anybody out there who will call us, and they're just salivating for Game of Thrones.
I really don't get how it's not on here.
It's going to be like 8 movies or something. That's what they're billing it as, not a series. Here are a couple of others, though. There's no doubt, and I came late to this, but boy, The Wire delivers. Several characters in there
are as
good as it gets, and it has a theme throughout. One year it goes to the waterfronts of Baltimore, another year to the schools, another year to the newspaper business, and it weaves together how corrupt and how difficult it is, what it's like in Baltimore.
They had some questionable seasons, but like, when if you're a show that has, say, I think The Wire had at the end of the day 6 or 7 seasons, maybe 5. Like, if you have 4 or 5 solid seasons and only 2 or 3, you're fine. Like, that totally worthy.
Could go and binge watch it again right now. Now,
very good.
The West Wing, I commend, even though the politics are infuriating. I get it, why the New York Times would put it on there. But the one that I just, Grey's Anatomy. And they say Grey's Anatomy elevates female friendship above all bonds, sees professional excellence as a baseline qualification. It understands grief. Oh, God.
Joke.
Grey's Anatomy.
Absolute joke.
Yeah, they had to throw a bone there. So what would you put on your list? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. I've never seen Veronica Mars. I would be like on Mars to say, I mean, it's just nothing there. The Good Wife, I get it. Ro liked The Good Wife, so I like The Good Husband would watch.
And good play there.
Yeah, the lead character was incredibly hot, The Good Wife. And she was also in The Sopranos in a slightly different role. But top 20 out of all the dramas that are on TV. It's just not there. So it just shows you the number of the Deadwood is on here, too. And I like Deadwood. But the sheer volume of debauchery and cursing. I mean, the amount of cursing was unprecedented.
Yeah. The other show that I don't like on, I mean, it's a decent choice, Lost. The quick sentence they have for this is, because at its best, it was the most fun you could have watching TV. And that's actually spot on. I remember watching that first season in a day and a half because I was late. I was catching up for season 2 when it first came out. I watched season 1 in a day and a half, and my gosh, it was such compelling writing, and then it just went off the rails like 4 or 5 seasons in.
Oh, yeah, they continued it.
Smoke
yes.
monsters,
yeah,
others.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right.
Already knew what happens.
Get in with your selection here. Bill and I shouldn't have all these 855-839-1210. You get in. Some of these are, to me, just incontrovertible. Others, they're trying to be eclectic. And Sopranos is number 1, though. And I think a lot of the stuff has died down. I don't know if I've ever had someone call who's never seen The Sopranos. I'm kind of thinking, how in the world? I know if you didn't have HBO, you didn't have cable, but still, you would think you would see it from somewhere. All right? They leave Game of Thrones off. I think that probably gets a lot more clicks by doing that. Now, this report was 79 printed pages. Of course, we didn't print them. We just have the highlights here. But I think it was pretty interesting to commemorate the 20 years of Sopranos. Doesn't seem that long ago. It seems like 10. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless push #1210. Let's go to John in Huntington Valley. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, John.
I got to go with you, definitely. Sopranos really being the top of my list. My only thing with that was the last 2 seasons were so focused on the kids. It was a little much.
Okay.
And again, forgetting Game of Thrones. I'm a big friend of the genre. But I really would love that. 3 things to the list that I think, I'm not sure where they're in the list, but it would be Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and although it's not watched a lot, Walking Dead is phenomenal. It's not
Walking Dead has overplayed itself. Now it's more of a zombie thing versus the core years. Breaking Bad, of course, is on here. Breaking Bad is genius, and Better Call Saul has the possibility of being that. People that haven't seen it when it comes back.
with the transition now that you see taking place, you know, to how he, the lawyer became how he became.
Yes. Yep.
But it is a television renaissance, though. It's really phenomenal.
Absolutely. So you are the first Game of Thrones fan that has called us here, other than Bill. New York Times leaves it off, though. I guess they think it's become too commercialized, or it's just there's something about it. You know, and as big as some of these are that John mentioned, like Breaking Bad and all that, I don't know whatever the core audience was, because it was on AMC. Maybe it didn't quite get to the level where 10 years from now we're going to be talking about Breaking Bad. I think we should.
Well, I think
Sopranos, 20 years we are.
Yeah, I think what we're going to start realizing soon, and we're kind of in that still, we're already in it, is TV shows are going to be based on social media responses.
Yes.
Is it strong? Is it bad? Is it good? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's going to say, oh, you have to watch this show. You have to watch Breaking Bad. That's kind of how Breaking Bad, to my memory, was probably that first show. It was late to everyone, just about everyone I know was late to the party on Breaking Bad. They didn't watch the first season. Mm-hmm. When the second season came out, everyone started getting wind of it. And then by season 5, when it completed, that's when everyone in social media was like, this is the show you have to watch. So I think that's what we're going to start seeing. Like, these new shows that are coming out on cable, on network TV, well, it doesn't matter. They're just going to say, you have to watch the show, don't watch
it. It's so overwhelming, the amount. So let's go to Jim. All right, Jim, what's the drama?
So, not so much drama, but sci-fi, Babylon 5 from the late 90s.
You think that's one of the 20 biggest? Now, I object that Battlestar Galactica is on here. You think that's worthy, huh?
Which Battlestar Galactica, the first one or the second one?
2004 to 2009.
I think the biggest difference, what makes the shows good and bad, is whether it's a closed arc or an open arc.
Okay.
So the Wire was written from the beginning to have a beginning and an end.
Yes.
You know, you get shows like Star Trek or Law and Order, they're just doing episode after episode after episode. A lot of these shows that everybody really, really, really liked, the writer, the producers had an idea. We're going to start here, and we're going to finish here.
That's an itch. Nobody's ever said that. You like the episodic. I like the fact that, you know what the draw for Breaking Bad? I read the interview with the creator of it, and he said everybody's going to be held accountable. Even when you think you're getting away with it, you're not going to get away with it.
But it's the same thing. They knew
we're
starting here. We might not know exactly how we're
getting
to our destination.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an idea that this is where everybody's going to wind up. And I think that closed arc holds the writers and the actors to
an accountability.
More rules, more accountability, more this is what we have to do. This is where we have to go.
Right.
And the one thing I would love to see in any procedural show is reference to stuff that happened before.
Okay, right, exactly. So the episodic shows, you have more freedom. They're more creative. But
and Jim's right. Like those shit know what they're going to do. You start I know you're not a fan of this, but Harry Potter, when J.K. Rowling was writing it, she said, "I knew where I was going to end. I just had to figure out how to get there." Shows that know that they're going to end at season 5, 6, whatever it may be, are the good shows. The shows that lag are like the ones like The Walking Dead. You're out on The Walking Dead. I haven't.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't abandoned it, but like it's eight seasons in, and they have the material because it's based on a graphic novel, but they're kind of just taking liberties that are just extending this thing forever and ever, and they'll just keep going until there's one person watching.
Right, and they'll tarnish their legacy.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.